Hey guys, guess what? It's my birthday today. I did have a show recorded and it was my birthday episode. We sang happy birthday, but we had some technical difficulties. I did, however, tease on the episode that I had a very exciting thing that I was launching on my birthday, and that is my scrunchie line called Dew, Dew. So, like hairdo, how do you do, your updo, do. So many play on words. I'm a big fan of puns. Please go over to the Instagram page. All I want for my birthday is for you to follow the scrunchie page. It's edgy, it's cool, it's different. It's at do edit, DewEdit. And buy some scrunchies, Then rock them, tag me in it. That's all I want for my birthday. Thanks, guys.
Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls
and gents
can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs,
taboo topics,
unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
How are you doing? I can't really see you in the back. Is there a lot of you? There should be. Okay, good. I just needed to do that for my confidence for a second. Okay, so we know who the guests are today, right? Tonight? Oh, are we more excited for them than me? Great answer. Great answer. I was like, hey ladies, I did no planning because I know how you girls function and it's you work off the crowd, as do I, because we're funny, right? We are hilarious. So let's bring them out. Let's welcome Becca Tobin, Jack Redneck, Kelsey Knight, the Lady Gang. Yeah, but I also need you on the mic because you really...
Good. Look at this.
You really take control of the show.
She does that.
You're on your own, Caitlin Bristow.
Another tequila shot.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to sip on that through the whole thing. I'll take a shot at the end, but I'm going to sip that through the whole damn show.
This episode is brought to you by Showtime and the acclaimed series The Affair. This summer, the journey continues in the intimate relationship drama. A fresh start should mean a new beginning, but it isn't that easy when the past forces everyone to crash back together. Starring Dominic West, Ruth Wilson, Maura Tierney, and Joshua Jackson. Don't miss a new episode of The Affair every Sunday on Showtime. To try a free month, go to showtime.com and enter code OFFTHEVINE. Offer is for first-time subscribers only and expires July 15th.
Guys, oh my gosh, thank you everybody for coming out. Thank God I didn't wear my shorts because I didn't shave my legs, and I was told there's going to be like a big table that you wouldn't be able to see my lower half, but I put on pants anyways.
Thank God.
I can just take off my pants. Everything's better without pants on.
No, I agree.
I didn't have a razor in my hotel room. It's not a good day to go pants. No pants.
I did think that we were supposed to wear sweatpants. What happened to that?
I heard it was pajamas.
Is anybody wearing sweatpants?
Yeah, did anybody?
No?
Okay, good. Actually, that would be really funny if somebody wore pajamas. But I was going to do that for my show in San Francisco. But then I was like, you know what? I got some messages. There's moms being like, it's our night out. Like, we want to dress up. And I'm like, I feel that. Yeah. I understand. I hate dressing up so much.
I know. I'm a little bit disappointed.
I know. It's fun to have a pajama party, but at the same time, you all look so cute. I'm not going to lie. San Francisco is a little louder. Their laughs were a little bit harder. No, not that you're up here. I like it. Yeah.
She's ready. You're ready.
What's in that?
There is another seat.
Are there edibles in that gift basket?
Yeah, what have you got in there? I will have what you're having. It's my birthday on Tuesday. This is kind of my birthday party. Thanks. Do you guys want to sing to me or no?
I do not.
We'll wait till the end. Actually, I was saying this at the last podcast, I hate the happy birthday song. Like, with the past, everybody just, stares at you, and they're, singing this creepy, happy birthday, and nobody's on key, and it's just terrible.
feel so awkward.
So
awkward. Do I look you in the eye? Do I look at my cake? I don't know.
And then, like, do you have to make eye contact with everybody, like, when you cheers? Like, it's just so awkward and uncomfortable.
I hate the making eye contact while cheersing rule. I hate it. It's so lame.
That's a good point.
Well, you know why they have it?
Why do they have it?
So I know
why. Sure, no one's putting a date rape jar in your drink. Why do you have it?
That is close.
Safety first.
That is close. Yeah. I heard it's because, like, back in the day in, like, Germany, so they were, like, doing the pros things. They'd make sure that you weren't, like, splashing your...
No, you want to splash your beer into somebody else's beer just in case yours is poisoned.
That's what I meant to say.
The same thing.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. Jack would know that.
I would. Crushed up a roofie in there.
That's your favorite thing.
I'm not mad at that, though.
A murder and wine. It's the best combination ever.
Oh, are you into the murder shows?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite?
Ooh.
Criminal Minds? I love that one.
Well, Forensic Files, I watch every single night. Woo! Yes. Well, I don't know where you were, but yes, I love you.
Way in the back. Woo!
The Jinx is probably the best.
Why don't I know these shows?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out. I'm watching 13 Reasons Why right now. So good. And I keep thinking, like, if I ever see that Bryce Dick anywhere, like, no, Caitlin, I just saw him. Oh, yeah, and did you punch him in the face?
No, because I'm super famous. I was at a movie premiere.
You are so famous.
And it was the Tag movie, and it was all the cast of Tag, and then Bryce Walker from 13 Reasons Why. And he walks over, and I was like, I hate you. And he was like, that's what everyone says. I'm really a nice guy. And I was like... No, you're not. He's typecast forever.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
As a rapist.
It's a tough role. Yeah. That's a tough role. And like, but that also means he's a really great actor?
He seemed okay.
Or maybe he's just a dick in real life. He's just played himself in a while.
People on TV who act like assholes on television
are actually assholes. How do you know that, Becca?
Were you an asshole on Glee?
I was a huge bitch. 3 years as a bitch. It's not acting.
It's not acting. Speaking of being on TV, don't you ladies have a show now?
Maybe soon.
Is that not public news? Did I
know? No, it's public news. Yeah. Sometime this fall, hopefully.
And you got it from your podcast.
Sure did.
We sure did. So your podcast is better than mine, is what you're getting at.
I mean...
I'm just kidding. You guys don't have to answer that.
If you want to be on our show, all you have to do is ask.
No, you
just
taught me.
Us.
No.
I know that you asked us here tonight so that you can ask a favor later.
But you
know,
I put you on
my big sold-out show at the Irvine Improv.
You owe me. No, but do you remember you told me that I can't act desperate, and that's why I didn't get on Dancing with the Stars, because I acted like I really wanted it.
Yeah.
And I'm acting like I really wanted TV weddings, and I'm like, I don't care about TV weddings.
Sorry. No one on Dancing with the Stars is desperate.
Isn't that where you
so
go?
Desperate.
It's like desperation. Yeah.
See, I didn't realize that, but I know now. And now they ask me, I'm like, I mean, I'd be okay with it. Like,
Caitlin, I've pitched myself for Dancing with the Stars for the last 14 seasons straight. Like, I'm talking video, resume, headshot. Like, here's some of what is my most memorable year? Like, a crying video.
Yeah, but you were a rocket
it's a
girl.
Hard pass.
Kelsey, have they ever written you back about going on?
Never. They're like, no.
Not once.
And then this week I was like, oh, can I present at the Tony Awards? Because it's on CBS, and you know, I'm so famous on CBS, and I was a rockette and all these things. And the publicist for my own goddamn show was like, this is going to be a really hard one.
Hey, I was on a Broadway show and I wasn't invited.
I know, but it was a Christmas Broadway show.
It was still a Broadway show. That's like when we say Becky can't record the podcast because she's doing
a movie.
It was 6 weeks. It's a Hallmark movie.
What? Who doesn't love a good Hallmark movie?
They're the best!
Love a good Hallmark movie.
This Saturday night, 9 p.m. Watch them.
What is it called?
Love at First Dance.
Oh, yeah, do you dance in it?
I do dance.
Kelsey, how jealous are you?
Very jealous, as usual. Honestly, I remember the first conversation. Caitlin and I grew up together. You guys know this,
right?
Yeah,
we did.
Our moms were in a trifecta of friendship.
Yeah.
And
they were at each other's wedding party.
They were?
Yes.
Oh, my God. See,
you know everything.
We've talked about this before.
No, we have. How do you not
Jack,
remember this?
Have we talked about this on the podcast?
Yeah, you have.
Encyclopedia of Jack.
I remember
I don't remember anything. I don't remember anything.
I'm just saying. Caitlin wrote me an email and she's like, hey, Kelsey, I know you're on The Bachelor for one night. And I'm thinking about going on it. And I wrote her back and I was like, Caitlin, do not go on The Bachelor. It is the worst experience of your life. You will hate it. Look at her now.
I should have pulled up the email because it was like, you guys said it was like true Kelsey fashion. Like, it was like, it is career suicide. Don't do it to yourself. They made me blah, blah, blah. And I was like, damn.
You guys are literally the polar opposites of what The Bachelor can do for you.
But both very successful. It's but both
true.
Killing it.
Well, see, Kelsey is successful despite The Bachelor.
It's true.
Which is a big feat.
Yeah, I had to earn
she
my...
She did a bot mom, a high kick coming out of the limo.
You can YouTube it.
You peaked coming out of the limo. You, like, throw your best move right out of the limo.
You guys, here's the real truth.
I love this story.
I knew I couldn't make it more than one night on The Bachelor because I was really into my ombre hair.
No, this is a new story.
So,
this is a new story. I thought you were going to talk about something that you're like, I should not talk about this ever again.
That's not what I'm going to talk about. I would never do such a thing. So, do you guys remember when the ombre hair was like, dark, white?
Like mine right now?
Oh. No, yours is more, it was like the aggressive ombre.
Oh, okay.
Stark ombre.
But it was
and
cool. Then.
Before I went to The Bachelor, I was like, I need long sexual hair. You know what I mean? Because my friend always said, like, no one wants to f*** a pixie cut.
What? I don't think that's true.
My best friend has a pixie cut, and she f***s more than anybody I know.
Okay.
Really?
But anyway, I was like, I need long sexual hair. And so I got all these hair extensions, but then they had to be dyed to match my, to do the ombre. So they were like already deeply chemically processed before I stepped out of the limo. And like on night two, I remember like being in the line on the risers for the elimination. And I was like trying to brush through my like weave and it was like already matted. You know how it's like after like 6 weeks, your extensions, girls, you know what I'm talking about. Like it gets a little matty and you're like, no matter how many times I brush this, it'll never brush through. And I was like, I can't stay here. My hair won't last 12 weeks.
I totally understand. That's why I didn't, well, I had clip-ins. And then I was like, I'm not doing eyelash extensions because then I'll, like, they'll just be in, like, however many weeks.
Can I do a public service announcement about the eyelash extension?
Yeah.
It's over. Okay.
What about strips?
It's all over.
Shit.
Right.
What about what?
Here's
strips. About strips. But I don't have lashes.
Get a serum, girl.
Not yet. She looks great right now.
They're fake.
Not extension.
No, they're not extensions.
But a strip lash, no, an individual, a daily have, individual is fine.
And okay. If you have a face and makeup on, it's fine to have a fake eyelash. But like the women who wear makeup once every 3 weeks, yet they always have an eyelash extension, I'm like, it's very confusing. It's like going out in your sweatpants but throwing on a heel. Like,
that's a great point, actually.
So
yeah,
weird.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Everybody's just staring at your eyelashes.
Why don't we do Can You Not Trends? Like, that need to go.
Can you not?
Wait, I got a really good one. Can you not eyelash extensions?
Thank you.
Okay, now you guys go.
Like, can you not post selfies with an inspirational quote?
Oh, I can't. I've never been into that.
Can you not?
No. I can't. And I also don't like when they do a selfie and then instead of an inspirational quote, they say like, I feel like I'm supposed to put in an inspirational quote.
You're like, yes, here it goes.
Yeah. And then I'm like, no, don't do that either.
Like, that makes it worse.
Yeah.
Just
can you not? If you don't deserve me, or if you can't handle me at my worst, then you don't deserve me at my best. Who's captioned that on their Instagram?
Well,
she's like, I'm like, no, we're saying it's bad. You're like, yeah.
She's owning it.
I'm actually owning it.
Caitlin, yeah. I have mine.
Okay.
What?
Can you not your babies on Instagram?
Oh. All the moms
know,
are giving
so
the fingers right now.
I do have a baby statement. Let me say something. I'm so happy you birthed the child.
Yeah.
I sent you a gift. I went to the shower. I got the biggest gift basket of all things from Marshalls for you. And I'm so excited for one every 10 posts for you to post a picture of your baby. But like,
one every 10 is good.
We were friends before.
or you were a blogger before, and I followed you for your fashion, and now all I see is your baby. I'm talking right now.
I know, I'm like, this girl thinks she's on stage right now.
Follow the rules.
We're also talking.
You're so cute with your denim jean jacket. Please let me finish. I don't want to see your baby all the time. I don't have a baby. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Please calm down.
But she's not even saying it in a way where she's sad that she can't have a baby. You just hate babies right now.
I have two things to say about babies. Can you not give birth and a day later tag your baby their Instagram?
Oh. But what if you're Spencer and Heidi
and your baby is already verified?
I actually approve of that. That's doing good.
They're also making money off business savvy.
They're like thinking about his future.
I know you already have the handle of you and Sean's baby.
Do you have a tag? Do you have a baby name?
Yeah, I've so many.
So you know.
So many
so
baby
have
names.
Have you gotten the Instagram handle?
No, but I did look it up and it was taken.
You know, I'll find a way around it. You can get that.
I'll pay. Wait, can you not pay for your Instagram followers?
Oh. Oh my god, you guys, I have such a good story.
Yes,
oh.
Go.
Is it? It's not that great. But there is someone out there that I know that has been buying Instagram followers, and then they got caught by my boss. It's not you, Caitlin, and your millions of followers. Anyway, they got caught, and it was funny.
How is Selena Gomez the most followed person on Instagram?
She's hot. She's not the biggest celebrity in the world. It's strange.
She has more than the Kardashians.
Do you think The Weeknd really was almost going to give her a kidney like that song says?
He wrote a song about...
The song says, I almost cut a piece of me for your life.
But wait, is that about her or is that just people are deciding that's about her?
You know this trick. It's to get people listening to the song and talking about it.
And here we are like ass.
Talking all about it.
Introducing 500 new people to that whole fact.
Wow, I'm really glad that Can You Not landed. Whatever, we tried. Wait, how many guys are in our audience?
There's some hot guys right here.
There's some like...
Stand up!
I know who these bitches are.
I'm too low!
What, are you...
Oh, there's one there. Ooh, that one's so well-dressed.
So well-dressed.
Has every guy that's here been dragged out by their girlfriend?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening? Yeah.
Could any guy here for $100 name all of our first names? That's not a homosexual.
That's funny.
No, see, no. I was ready to give you $100.
Yeah, it's in my back pocket.
Sad.
You didn't even want to try.
One day we'll get male fans, one day.
Definitely not.
The best thing, Caitlin, does people ever come up, well, probably not for you, but they come up to us all the time and they're like, oh my god, I love the Lady Gang podcast. I'm your biggest fan. I listen all the time. And then you're like, oh my god, that's great. Well, just DM me on Instagram. Like, let me know where you're going to be or whatever. And they're like, oh yeah, I don't follow you.
Nobody follows us that listens to our podcast.
Why?
I follow you and I don't listen to your podcast.
That's all that matters.
But I love you, ladies. But I don't listen to any podcasts, to be fair. I'm just a little busy. What? Actually, I don't have the attention span for a podcast. I don't know how you guys do it.
You have to be driving. You have to be stuck in a vehicle.
Or on a plane, but I sleep on planes all the time. I get on a plane for 5 minutes.
Do it on a plane.
Did you post a picture of you and Sean cuddling, like in the same lay down seat?
We had sex in a lay down seat.
We had sex
in a pod.
You know your mile high story.
Yeah. We did it in a first class pod. What a boss move.
That is a boss move.
And then we high fived.
I feel like in the only way you have to end that. You can't just be like, oh, now let's cuddle. It's like, okay, we did it.
Yeah, they were like, willing to go back to your other seat. What?
Flight attendants? No.
No, it was like overnight, and nobody had been around in like 30 minutes, and everybody was sleeping, and it was super dark. And then I was like, hey, you want to come watch Beauty and the Beast with me? Not a sex movie, but that's what we were watching. And he was like, oh, actually, no, it wasn't. It was Backstreet Boys documentary. A little better.
Yes.
That's a great documentary.
It was great.
It really gets you, like, turned on, you know?
Well, then, did I tell you my story when he was in front of me on a plane?
Kevin?
Full circle.
AJ.
No, not Kev. I love Kev.
Not the bucket hat man.
His brows are so...
One time I went to his rehearsal and he was wearing a dress shoe and a ripaway pant.
Oh my god, that's the rehearsal.
That's something Kim Kardashian would do.
Kim, you're right.
Yeah.
Can you not Kim Kardashian?
Can you not Bike shorts? Why do they do that?
Why?
I just bought a pair of bike shorts, guys.
Did you really?
Sorry. Yep.
Gross. Black?
Yep.
And then a baggy jacket over it?
Gotta have like a baggy windbreaker, a bike short, like a shoe. Which, by the way, I bought you those chunky sneakers, Becca.
They were a joke. They were a man's. I stole them off his feet.
Oh.
I think we all need to say something to Jack for a second.
Can you not? Dad shoe?
Can you not shoe on your bike?
I was literally gonna be like, Becca, where'd you get them? Can I borrow them?
Jack has been showing up in those, like, do you remember? Okay, your mom definitely wore this. Okay, do you remember those, like, really super thin windbreakers where the sleeve was a different color than, like, the chest area and then
I
like,
wore
a pocket
those.
In the front?
Yeah.
It was, like, LA gear and it has, like, a half zip to here and a hood and it's cropped.
Yeah.
Jack wore one 2 days ago.
She did.
I fucking love them. They look good on me. What can I say?
They look good on me. I've never followed anything I've said with that.
I love the comments.
Because there's nothing else to follow it up with.
Terrible. But what inspired you? Kim K?
Somebody sent them to me for free.
Oh, that'll do it. Like all of your mugs you send me.
Yes.
I love them.
You do use them.
I do all the time. My favorite is the wine glass that says, "Will you sip this rosé?"
Bachelor reference, you know?
I know.
Gets ya.
How about this season?
Do we like this season, or is it boring?
I wonder if the juice is coming. Oh, that sounded sexual. But I wonder if it's like when they get juicy, like later in the season? Or is it because there's a two-drink limit and everybody's sober?
Jordan the model?
Woo! So into Jordan.
How's your hair?
I love Jordan. What do you like?
Do you?
How much of it is real? You know, you were there for one night.
One night only.
Hey, it worked out for you.
Kelsey,
I have a question. Actually, I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. No, this is real, Caitlin.
God, I'm scared.
No, this is real. Okay, so at my one rose ceremony,
Brad Womack. You never got a rose?
I got a rose on the first night and then the next night. Okay, so I'm on the risers, right? And Brad would come in and he would like, I know all you're like, what season was she on? Brad Womack,
she's
45. Baby. I'm 800 years old.
10 years ago.
Okay, so I'm on the risers, right? And then Brad would come on and he would give away like four roses when there were still like 25 people, right? And then he'd walk out of the room.
Yeah.
And then he'd come back into the room. Do they have like a giant head chart out there because you don't know everyone's names?
Yeah.
And they have a little keychain with little photos of each face.
So you're like, okay, I'm gonna say these four names.
Yeah.
So you're like, to remember.
So you're like, okay. I don't even know guys' names right now. Brad, Sean, Ryan, John. And then you're like, Brad, John. And you go out, and then you pick up the rose, and you're like, Brad. And then he walks forward, and you're like, right, Brad.
Do you look at them in the eye when you do it? Or
no.
Do you not even know who
they are? No. I never looked at them in the eye, unless it was like somebody I was like, John. But like anyone else, okay. If I didn't know,
they
I'd be like,
can't give you an earpiece.
That's what I thought,
Brad. And then he'd walk forward, and I'd go,
oh, yeah,
Brad.
Okay, so yeah, so that's what I thought. So, like, every girl on the one night I was there, like, when he called your name, you were like, oh, my God, I matter. I'm so important. I was so memorable at a cocktail hour.
Yes.
That was completely bullshit.
And,
depends. Like, he didn't know me. I don't know her.
Wait,
what order were you? Because Crystal's called my name first, and I was like, well, he did. The devil remembers me. But also, he told me after, he was like, it was between you and Britt for the first impression. And I'm like, it's always between me and Britt.
It was.
It's not anymore. I'm over it. But yeah, no, I think it depends because there were some guys where I was like, definitely remember you. I'd look them in the eye and then they'd be called. Did he look you in the eye when he called you up?
I don't remember. But also,
definitely did not look you in the eye when he called you.
But then, Caitlin, at the end, when you had like six guys, you knew their names.
Oh, yeah.
I would hope so.
Well,
they've all gone on one-on-one dates. They've all fallen in love, sort of.
I remember being very cold in New York City at a baseball diamond, and there's 10 guys, and I'm like, there is no way I'm leaving. Like, I'm just going to do this as quickly as possible. It's so cold. So I remembered, and I made a song up about the 10 names in a row, and I went out there. No.
I don't remember anything from my season. I blacked out. I'm not even joking.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. And I don't remember anything. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
Out.
And I've talked to, like, other Bachelor and Bachelorettes, and they're like, same thing. Like, they don't remember anything. It's like a dark hole.
Maybe they
just, like,
drugged you.
I ain't saying
don't
anything.
Say
yeah. They do invite you back sometimes.
Yeah, but then they cut me out.
Like this season.
Yeah. I was like,
so you got a cruel edit?
She didn't get much of an edit at all.
A cruel edit!
Good use of the word.
Thank you.
Oh.
A cruel edit is when you spend your entire day shooting something, and then you watch it and you're in 20 seconds.
That was me, except I was in about five.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
Or you're like the nicest person in the entire world and you say one bitchy comment and that's the only comment that they show.
Yeah.
I honestly said so many like things that probably resonated with her and I had so much great advice. And I said like the most meaningful things and we were like out and everybody's seeing their little thing and then I chime in and they'd like cut it. And then they'd like show the other girls and then I had like a really nice like ITM moment in the moment interview. Gone. They just showed me saying, "Why are we lighting a big doobie when there's sage in the house?" And I was like, "That's the one line you show me say." I know what saging is. I was just trying to be funny. But they made me look like an idiot. I thought we were past everything.
Well, stop going back.
And that's what I learned.
Yeah.
But have you learned it though?
Yep. No. I'm like, you know what? I gotta stay relevant. Kelsey has taught me a lot of things. I was like, next year I won't be on that couch. It was Rachel, JoJo, then me, and I'm like, next year it's gonna be Becca, Rachel, JoJo. So I have to just take what I can get.
But by then you'll have a baby, and you'll be like selling it to magazines.
You guys, are you really excited for me to have a baby?
Sex tape.
It'll be so off-brand for me to have a baby.
It's very off-brand for you.
Yeah.
You can't drink wine while you're pregnant.
Who does love Chompy?
I'm like getting sick of women loving Chompy. I'm like, we get it, you love him. I'm just kidding, you can love him. But he was supposed to be at my last show, and that's like, I had to like get through 30 minutes of like talking, but everyone kept being like, but where's Sean? I'm like,
he's not here.
He's not here. No, but you know what? It's actually really sad. Our dog's a little bit sick. Don't get worried. Tucker's got a little bit of a liver infection because he's old.
And he's drinking a lot.
He has his mom's liver. So Sean, and now Sean's gone to a music festival and I'm supposed to meet him there and now I have to go home and take care of Tucker, but to be honest, I'd rather do that. I'm like, that's how you know you're getting old. I was like, music festival? Take care of my little baby.
Yeah,
which I found out today, dogs like when you talk to them like that.
How do dogs tell you they like when you talk to them?
Don't tell me any different. Just,
I feel like that's a lie.
Just confirm it for me.
Okay,
and
yeah, no, it's the truth. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Quick little break to talk about Disney. Okay. Remember the joy and spirit of Peter Pan? There's a place where you don't have to grow up, even though the world tells you to, and ladies and gentlemen, that place is Walt Disney World. It's tough to be an adult, we all know that, but at Walt Disney World, you can put the adulting on pause and let the everyday stresses of life disappear. There's so much cool stuff you can do at Walt Disney World after hours, oh, how cool does that sound, including a crawl of some of the best in-park drinking options. If the world tells you to grow up, well guess what, at Disney World you don't have to. Walt Disney World is the perfect escape for millennials. There's an entirely new way to experience it as an adult without kids. From cool drinking options to the excitement of after-hour events, find your happy place here. How about Tutto Gusto Wine Cellar at Epcot? Experience the flavors of Italy in the cozy wine bar offering 200 bottles of Italian wines plus beer and small plates, menu of meats, cheeses, panini, pasta, and desserts. There are so many cool attractions and characters that bring your childhood to life and new experiences that you can appreciate as an adult. Relive the nostalgia of Disney or create some new memories.
I think we should confess.
Caitlin, what have you done lately?
You know what? My confession is so stupid, but it happened to me today. I totally had my boob out in a romper. It was like this romper that I always wear, and I was wearing it traveling, and I was like all like in a kerfuffle from driving here, and like had all these bags, and I had is that a word?
I like it.
Kerfuffle?
Kerfuffle? I feel like that's something Jordan would say. So I had like my bag.
Not a real word, but kind of.
I had a bag on, and I took it off to pay the man at the front desk with
you
my
paid
credit
the
card.
Man.
I paid him already. Gave him a little extra tip. I was like. He totally saw. And he went, for sure. Yeah, for sure I could do that for you. And he like handed me out. I was like, oh my God. And I didn't know whether I should just be like, you saw my boob. Or if I was like,
I don't even know. I'm going to walk out of the store with my boob out.
Yeah.
I keep putting my damn boob out.
Fully, and because I hate wearing bras, and I wasn't wearing one. And it was just like, I mean,
mean, Jack, you hate wearing bras?
Tell us more.
I'm definitely wearing one right now.
Is that your confession?
I've learned so many things about you today.
I just made eye contact with Jack's dad, and I feel weird right now.
Oh, is he here?
He's right
here.
Oh, my
gosh, your dad's here?
My parents are here.
Your parents are here.
We're talking about our boobs.
Yep, no kidding.
Wait, hi, Elena!
Oh, my gosh, I feel so...
Elena!
All of our people are at the table.
Hey, like, can I just ask something really quick?
Yeah.
Elena, hey, babe. I dressed... Hi, Mom. I dressed myself today. Do you like this outfit or no?
Elena would never let me go like this.
Why? That is so
silly. Elena dresses me.
Is my outfit terrible? I felt like I was going to church.
Don't let Elena judge you. She's only judging
you. You're
me.
So
she's
harsh. I'm going to church.
Kaylin asked who made my pants, Elena.
Yeah, but
I mean, we're just, so. we're laughing ourselves.
Okay. Oh my gosh, well now I don't even want to ask you to confess.
No, Jack has so many good ones.
Please tell us a good one.
Oh God.
Earmuffs, parents.
What do I want to confess?
I have mine. I'm ready.
You do yours. I'll think of mine.
Are you ready, Becca?
Yeah. I mean, so many of mine are poop, but you're not. I'm not allowed to talk about poop.
No, you can. You can.
Okay, actually, here's a good confession. It is about poop. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We like those.
That's all I know. Okay, so I was at a nightclub in New York City. I'm 20 years old. I'm pretty hot.
You still are.
This is like 20 years ago, okay? Just imagine this, but way better, okay? I'm hot, I feel hot, and I'm in a romper similar to one Jack is wearing. You cannot wear a bra, and I had to double stick tape, like it was very gaping, you know? So I had double stick tape keeping it in place.
I didn't even know what double stick tape was when I was 20.
I was ahead of my time.
You really were.
So,
a pioneer, if you will.
Yes, if you will.
A real pioneer.
Yeah. So before the club, I let a man take me out for a very nice steak dinner. I eat red meat, like, every leap year, okay? So my stomach is not conditioned for red meat. So we're at a club. It's called Greenhouse in New York City.
I remember Greenhouse.
Yeah.
I used to go there.
Yeah, it was hot and sweaty, and it was a good time. Yeah.
It's like for the popular girls. Like,
totally.
We were.
I was like, yeah,
we were.
We were, okay? So I'm there, and I go to the club. It's like a group of us meeting up, and the cute boy that took me to the steak dinner. And I'm sitting on a banquette, and there's like an amplifier around me, and there's a lot of bass, it's like kicking. And all of a sudden, I'm like... The bass is like in my throat. Turns out it wasn't the bass. It was my bowels.
How much are we talking?
Like, a lot.
Okay.
So I look at my best friend, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go to the restroom. BRB. And it's not to do cocaine, so don't follow me. So I go to the restroom, and it's the kind of restroom where they know you're going in there to do cocaine. So instead of stall doors, it's like shower curtains. So, and there's a line.
I'm so naive. I'm like, this is a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah. So there's a
you're
line.
You're so Canadian.
Leduc, Alberta, Canada. Go on.
So I go in. I wait my turn. There's a line out the door to get into the bathroom. I go into my shower curtain, and I take off my romper, and I'm nude, because you're moving. Yeah. Yeah. So everything is around me.
You're in a f***ing romper.
Yeah.
I'm in a f***ing romper.
Like, because you're in a f***ing romper.
Nude, because you're in a f***ing romper.
I'm nude. So I'm, like, in the plains of Africa, like, the pictures you see on National Geographic, where the woman and her tits are resting on her thighs.
Ones.
So I'm there, and I am just, it's so aggressive that I didn't give a f*** if I was in the middle of a club on a porta potty. It had to come out.
Yeah.
So I do my thing. I do my damn thing. I realize the double stick tape, only one use. So my boobs are no longer protected by the tape. I put my romper back on, boobs hanging out. I walk out of my shower curtain, and the bathroom attendant looks at me and she goes, I know what you did in there. Every girl waiting in line, their face is like, there's like girls gagging and throwing up in the sink. It's me.
Wow.
It's always you though.
That's, it's, yeah.
You know what? Your delivery, too. Like, if you were just like, yeah, I had, like, this romper I shit in it, and then you're like, oh. But the delivery really sold that story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You should be an actress.
You should be an actress.
Are you a Teen Choice nominated actress?
I may be.
Are you in Hallmark movies?
Oh, my God, yes.
Are you in the Lady Gang podcast?
Yes, where's my Oscar?
Most famous person in the world.
Yeah, you're the most famous person in this room.
Well, that was my confession about...
It was really
sorry,
good.
It was about poop.
It's always about poop.
That was, you know what? That was a good one.
Thank you.
Take it away.
Okay, well, mine's more recent. How long has it been since my near-death car accident? Like 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Glad
you're here, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, glad to be here and alive.
Yeah. Survivor of a car crash.
Okay, so, yeah, so for those of you who don't follow me on Instagram, which is like...
Shame on you.
...ratio in this room, like 1 to 500.
you're missing out on great content.
You're missing some real inspirational quotes. Anyway, so I was in a very bad car accident. I totaled my car. And anyway, I do want to tell you, I haven't told you this, and neither of you, Jack, and now the whole world. I actually peed my pants in that car 2 days before my accident. So I'm secretly happy I totaled that car because I peed all over it. And this is the second time I peed my pants. As an adult, and yeah. The first time I was going down the highway and I had a dog, and so I peed, I brought the dog bed over to my side, and I used it as like a maxi bed.
That's actually really smart.
And I, the girls know, sometimes we'll be recording the podcast and I'll just start sweating because I have to pee so bad. I'm officially old enough that literally on the podcast I talked about this and then Poise, the people who have the, for you,
Rena is rep.
They sent me underwear in the mail. I didn't tell you guys this either.
My next time.
Our podcast
you should get
you.
Sponsors for
anyway,
you.
I know. So anyway, I was in the car. I thought I could make it. You know when you sort of are at the mall and you're like, I got to shake a little, but like, I think I can make it.
Yes.
No one? No, ever you're like in line at the ATM and you're like, I can make it.
I totally know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And then when you get past like 35, honestly, it all goes to shit. And you're like, your brain's like, I have to pee. And the next moment, you're peeing. There's no warning.
Great. I can't wait to turn 33.
Anyway. Oh, God. So bad.
I'm getting closer
anyway,
to your man's face.
I peed all over the car. And it was one of those things like, okay, so you know when you pee, once you start peeing, you can't stop.
That is a myth.
So you don't do your
peels. Control.
Once you have a stream going, you can't stop.
When you start and you're like, wow, I'm relieved a little bit from my bladder, you can't like suck it back up.
That's my whole question for your peels.
Yeah, anyway. They haven't been doing
it. I peed a lot. I peed in my jeans. And then I was so embarrassed I had to run through the house. I was like, oh, you're not going to go upstairs. And I really had pee pants. And I'm so sad if my husband hears this.
He's not going
to
hear.
He doesn't listen to Off the Vine.
He does. Caitlin, I'm a big fan.
Oh, that's so nice. We have a big fan.
Very educational.
I feel so much smarter.
Well, you're learning about women and how our brains work.
Has anyone else ever peed their pants? Cool. So if any of you bitches are not following me, the six of you, that's so unfair.
Tell us your
at
Instagram.
Kelty. Yeah. At Kelty. I'm so inspirational. Goodbye.
I will say, I repost some of her quotes sometimes. Actually, this is a funny confession. I reposted one the other day that you did, and it said, I'm a brutally soft woman. And then I reposted it, and everyone's like, what? And then I was like, yeah, wait, what?
And I was like, I don't get it.
Okay, so we have this...
So I deleted it.
We have this new thing. We have quickie episodes, so it's the second episode every week. And in the beginning of every quickie, Kelty gives us an inspirational quote. And every week she reads it, and every week Becca and I are like, what?
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm a brutally soft woman. Like, you're really soft.
Like, no, I'm a hard-ass bitch who gets things done, but, like, don't say that about me. It hurts my feelings.
Okay, that is what I thought, and that's me.
So you can dish it out, but you can't take it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Actually,
it's a character.
I definitely can take it, and I do. But that's, I thought it was like, but like, I'm a little sensey.
what's the meanest thing anyone ever said about you?
That I deserve to die and go to hell and be chopped up in a dumpster.
Damn.
Are they here?
Probably.
They might be. Definitely in the front row.
Denim jacket.
Front row.
I always wonder if I run into people and they're like, oh my gosh, can I take a picture? And I'm like, you probably hated me during my season, because 98% of people did.
I loved you.
Okay, but you're like, you're like the 1% that didn't.
Let's be real. You're like the only interesting bachelorette that they've ever.
That was me fishing, so thank you.
Jack knows. Jack has not missed an episode.
Not missed an episode of The Bachelor.
I feel like America loves their safe girl next door bachelorettes.
See, everybody thinks the season's boring.
Well, my social media said different during the season, okay?
Jack, what's your f***ing confession?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a troll. Are you a troll online? To bachelor people?
It was Jack who said you deserve a dumpster.
She's like,
we get to sign Jack up for The Bachelor?
Oh yeah, how have you not been on that yet? Oh, I know why.
Because I dated one of the producers?
Yeah.
And I dated
that'll do it. Yeah, that'll do it. The executive.
No, No.
Do you have sex with him, yes or no?
No.
Oh my god, her dad's here!
Sorry, Dad. No, I
her dad knows. She comes to every event. It's like Jack's fan club. Hi, Dad.
That's so sweet.
They're my biggest fans.
I tell my dad all the time, please, Dad, don't listen to the podcast.
No, I told Dad, you don't listen to the podcast, our podcast, do you? Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Big supporter.
So I'm sorry for the
honestly,
story.
Honestly, Dad, need you too. We need the downloads. So if you could start the stream, that would be really helpful.
Leave a rating and review, but don't listen.
Do you guys want to know a fun fact?
Yes.
I'm not subscribed to our own podcast that I just figured out.
That's embarrassing.
It's not really that fun.
I'm not going to forget
it's
that.
It's a sad fact. It's a sad fact.
Yeah. Are you now?
Yeah, I just started.
Okay. Today?
I have one more subscriber.
Woo!
Okay, so my confession is...
Honestly, like, what the f***, Jack?
That's not great, cool, bro.
Sorry. I don't really listen to podcasts either, other than...
I hear you.
All right. I literally listen to our own podcast 6 times in a week just so we can get 6 extra downloads.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, I can't listen to my own podcast because I just start critiquing myself.
Yeah, I can't listen to myself talk.
Sean listened to Off the Vine?
Yes, he is such a supporter. But he's also like, did you really have to say that? We've talked about this.
Yeah.
You asked me, you're like, has he gotten to the point where he's annoyed at what you say? And I'm like, at the time, I was like, no, he loves it. Now he's like, really? Let's do the thing. Let's do the hot topic.
Allegedly.
Let's do your allegedly.
What's happening?
No, that's bullshit. Jack did not confess.
Oh.
Damn it. Mine's only got to make it fast and my dad to go to the bathroom right now.
Pee break, Dad. Or pee your pants like Kelsey.
He's not leaving. I will make this quite fast. So I was getting gas the other day. I drive a Jeep. I pulled up to the gas station. Got my gas pump. Another Jeep pulled up right next to me. And if you drive a Jeep, you know that you have like a Jeep wave. That like, you acknowledge each other. Yeah.
And you gotta be cool about it too.
You gotta be cool. Like, I see you in a Jeep.
Keep your hand on the wheel. This is making me very sad.
What?
This is making me very sad.
You need to aim higher in your life, Jack.
No, we like to set the bar low. So
just,
that we're like,
just wait. So this attractive man pulls up like across the gas pumps from me, and we're kind of looking at each other. I go to pump my gas, and we're making eyes, the whole thing. And I go to pull my pump out, and my gas is done. He walks up to me. I open the door, and I accidentally kick out a vibrator.
No! You carry a vibrator in your Jeep? Tough times.
Well, I just purchased it, and it also is tough times. Everybody, I am single. If you have any eligible friends that want to date me, let me know.
Jack spends a lot of time in traffic.
So it didn't work out for you guys?
Did not work out. He never said a word to me and walked away.
That is a great quality to find in a woman.
Yeah, he should have been like, good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can take care of business when I have to.
Yeah.
In the car.
And as a driver that you drive a Jeep. Yeah.
Wow. Masturbated in your car?
No. Why? I just bought it and it happened to be in my car. It's a whole other thing. Yeah.
She's saying that because her dad's here. Yeah. That's the G-rated version.
Sorry, yeah.
But that's a great confession. Thank you for sharing.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys know I am all about that healthy lifestyle, healthy living, and I discovered Ritual vitamins that are essential for women. Forget everything that you thought you knew about vitamins. Ritual is the brand that's reinventing the experience with 9 essential nutrients that women actually lack the most. It's vegan, sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen-free. I've committed for the long term, coming up on 2 months now. I always need to take my vitamin D, and Ritual is the first vitamin that I remember to take. If you're ready to invest in your health, do what I did and go to ritual.com/vine. Your future self will thank you for taking Ritual. Consider it your lifelong health 401k. Why put anything but clean ingredients backed by real science in your body? Go to ritual.com/vine.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Guys, if you like this show, which obviously you do, check out Shenanigans with Sheena Shea every Wednesday on Podcast One. Everyone's favorite from Vanderpump Rules star as she shares juicy stories from behind the bar with amazing guests like Jasmine Good, Southern Charms, Shep Rose, and so many more. Check out Shenanigans with Sheena Shea at PodcastOne.com and Apple Podcasts. Also remember to rate and review.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Allegedly, What's a Happening is a segment that we do on the Lady Game podcast. It's like top, hot topics. When we're like coming down here today, Caitlin's like, yo, I don't know what we're going to do. Do you want to do one of your segments?
That's how I do podcasts. I'm always like, I'm just going to wing it.
And I was like, sure, Caitlin, I will definitely research all the hot topics and give you one of our well-organized segments for you.
But I thought it would be like mutually beneficial where then we can be like, wow, look how great this segment is. Tune into Lady Gang. So you're welcome.
Thank you, Caitlin. Thank you, Caitlin.
So, first topic. John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Back together.
Not back together.
He said he would have that sacrifice to have a child for her.
Whoa.
Didn't
wait,
he? Or did I just do that thing where I read the headlines?
Aren't most men doing that? Let's be serious. Okay? You know what I mean? Like, who dreams of that life?
Wait,
Sean Booth. He does. Right. He does. I know, it's so
Until
annoying.
Until it's there. Call me later.
One baby and he'll be
call
like,
call me later.
Wait, I have a question though. Aren't they actually back together?
No, they were together. Okay, here's what allegedly I know as an Emmy-winning entertainment reporter.
Incredible.
They were together, they were engaged. She went on Dance with the Stars, she moved in with Artem. Her partner, it was sexual. They broke up. She told me she had a red room at home with John Cena. I was like, I don't know. Then I asked him about the red room. He was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's a red room?
Like a sexual room, like 50 Shades of Grey, Jack.
What?
Then they broke up. Then I saw them at a premiere for his movie that was called Blockers, and they were like together. And then 2 days later, they called off the engagement, and then I just saw his sister, allegedly. Her sister. The other Bella, I can't remember her name right now.
Brie.
And she was like, it's not black and white. They're just working on it. And that's where we're at right now, Jack.
Wait, you asked about the red room?
That's what she does for a job.
I said, what's the best gift, allegedly, that John Cena ever gave you? And she said, he made me a red room. Like a sexual red room.
She said it.
She said it. And then in front of Artem. But then I found out later that she was having allegedly, with Art of her Dance with the Stars part, and that's why you can't go on Dancing with the Stars.
I know, that's why I'm like, Sean can't go on Dancing with the Stars.
There are facts!
No.
No way.
No. Uh-huh. Do we, but is that the reason why they broke up, because she was cheating on him with the dancing.
And the baby's an excuse?
Allegedly, I don't know. But also, she wanted a baby. He didn't want a baby. Now,
that's like a fundamental difference, and that's a whole different
thing. They also have a TV show. Are they doing this for the TV show?
Maybe.
Also, I'm sorry. If you have an interest in a red room, you're not ready to be a parent.
Great.
You know what I mean? You don't even know what marriage is if you want a red room.
Like, what? Come to marriage, which is like sex once every 6 months.
Like, meet me in the shower. You have 30 seconds. Put on a hair mask and you can make it happen. Red room? Like, what the f***? Don't be parents.
That's a great point. But also, John Cena does not seem like he's very fun.
No, because I also just think
he seems like he is square as f***.
That's because he does red rooms.
You would. That's why you have bad taste.
And that's why you have vibrators in your teeth, because you want a red room.
I don't want a red room. I don't know if he seems fun, but I think he seems like a good guy, like a good partner.
Big square-headed man with no personality.
I love a square-headed man.
Did you guys see the movie Trainwreck with Amy Schumer?
Yeah, that's all I picture is him having sex like that, and it's so awkward.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, no.
Okay, I dated a guy in that movie.
Okay, great first topic.
Okay. Wait, you dated a guy what?
In that movie.
Who?
You'll Bill Hader?
You'll never know. Yeah, it was Bill Hader, because I weirdly find him so attractive.
He was so hot in that movie.
I know, I was turned on.
I think Bill Hader's hot.
I said that he played a doctor. Like, let's not f*** around. It's because he was a doctor.
I don't know. My biggest celebrity crush is Paul Rudd.
Oh my God.
Out of everyone.
He's really short.
Yeah.
I used to have a crush on Andy Samberg.
Oh, me too.
Andy Samberg's hot.
Yeah, he is hot.
Not in person.
No, I saw him in person. I think he's hot. He left his camera at the restaurant I worked at. I was the hostess. I gave it back to him.
Is that all you gave back to him?
Like a
disposable. Yeah. Otherwise, that would be a great story. No.
Did you check out the pictures before
you
came back?
I did. That's how I found out it was his.
Oh.
Yeah. It was just dumb pictures of them like playing around on bikes. It was when they were filming the movie Hot Rod in Vancouver. Next topic. Meghan Markle hung out with the Queen.
I don't care.
This is why we picked that topic, because we like that you guys don't care.
Care?
I don't care.
Shouldn't she have?
Maybe you don't care. You're Canadian. We're part of the Commonwealth.
I know, and Jessica Mulrooney, who was like her best friend.
I know, and she just styled you.
And I was like, I don't care.
But here's a question, Caitlin. Yeah. Seriously, I want you to answer truthfully, like millions of people aren't going to listen to this.
Okay.
Did you think that Jessica Mulrooney did a killer job styling Meghan Markle on her wedding day?
Oh, did she actually style her?
I don't know, but did that dress fit?
You know what? I loved being underwhelmed. I loved being underwhelmed by Meghan Markle's dress. I was like, good for her. She knew to not show anybody up.
She knew she
just took her classic beauty, and she was like, I don't care. I loved it. Yep.
You gonna do that? No way. You're gonna be in a naked corset dress.
Yeah, I'm like mini skirt, backless.
Yes.
A lot of cleavage. But I'm not Meghan Markle. But I also, she then switched into her number two dress. I was like, okay.
Number two was great.
We see you.
It was way better.
Okay, well, I was excited that Meghan hung out with the Queen as part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Were your parents crazy about the Commonwealth?
No.
Like, we had pictures of Princess Diana with our family photos.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Like, Ken, Sheila, Matthew, Kelty, Diana, Charles, Harry, William.
Really sad when Princess Diana was gone and my mom was really sad, but
right,
we didn't do that far, no.
I thought she looked cute today.
Great topic. Now, this person I don't know, and Kelsey made fun of me.
Priyanka Chopra.
Who's that?
Monica.
Should I know who that is?
Yeah, she was at the royal wedding looking at mom.
Oh, I didn't watch the royal wedding.
She's Miss India.
Oh. And she's hanging out with Nick Jonas.
They're dating.
What an overachiever he is. Nick Jonas with a... Okay.
Yeah.
He likes older women.
He does like older
women. Oh, is she older?
She's older. How old is she?
She's 10 years older than him, I think.
I have some great gossip on this topic, okay. But I don't want this just to be the Kelty section. You guys need
it's the Kelty section.
Tell us, Kelty, chose these things so you could talk about
them. No, I didn't. I chose this is your job.
This
I chose... I chose the top 6 headlines on usmagazine.com.
Oh.
I didn't even go to etonline.com.
Wow.
I chose the top 6 stories.
Okay.
Priyanka Chopra, but here's the thing. So the other week,
My husband, I was in London. My husband texted me a picture of him and Darren Criss on a private jet at like 2 a.m. And I was like, what the f*** are you doing in Vegas? And he was like, I'm on Nick Jonas's private jet. And I was like, Nick Jonas has a private jet? Which leads me to believe. And then I was like, oh, well, he's dating Priyanka. And he was like, no, he was gloating about dating a princess. And then he has a private jet. So Priyanka and him have been spotted at JFK. But, like, why are you all of a sudden flying Priyanka commercial when you have your own jet, Nick Jonas?
Is he an actual jet, or is he just a rent
share
him
with Demi Lovato?
It was wheels up.
The Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato have a jet.
You should.
Yeah, right. Yes, that makes sense.
Disney. You guys, we should all go in on a private jet.
We can't afford it.
It's gonna buy like an old.
We have to split our profits by three.
Oh yeah, that's,
you get everything yourself.
The jet's gonna be a boat, and the boat is gonna be like a paddleboard that we can all jump on.
It's gonna be the Southwest flight, but the window broken.
Caitlin, we did just get asked by Norwegian Cruise Lines to do a Queer Eye Lady in cruise. The Vine Lady Gang cruise and have dance parties and theme nights.
And Queer Eye?
She's like, I don't give a
honestly, I don't think Queer Eye is going to say yes, so it's just going to be
you're definitely never going to say yes. We need to, like, upload some, like, other people onto it that are not them.
But okay, fine, let's do it. We should do it, yeah.
And not paying.
If anybody wants to go on a cruise.
Theme nights, bingo.
A show?
Me and Caitlin do a tap dance?
Oh, we could so do a tap routine. Oh, that's a great idea. So many bop bombs. I would be into the cruise.
Honestly, I don't want to do a duet with you. You're better than me, but...
No, 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 you are. I know that, but you were...
How was Broadway for you?
Teach a class!
It was great.
We could do a Zumba class.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we can teach it.
No, I'm not teaching it.
Oh.
You have to pay me for that.
No, Broadway was a dream come true. I was just sad it was 6 weeks and then we were hiring the Tonys.
During the summer, the last thing I want to do is spend time cooking. I'd rather be outside doing things. Isn't that what warm weather's for? But when your summer to-do list is all barbecues, outdoor bars, it's really hard to eat well. That's what I find anyways. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. It's a subscription service that makes healthy eating super easy and requires basically no effort. Daily Harvest delivers perfectly portioned cups of frozen organic fruits and vegetables directly to your door, and it stays fresh in the freezer until you're ready to eat it and only takes the one step to prepare. You just add water or your favorite milk. I like to add almond milk to it, and then you blend it, heat it, or soak, and it's that easy. It's the perfect thing to have on hand for the days when you don't have time to cook. Smoothies are way easier and guarantee a healthy breakfast or snack and cool you down when it's way too hot out, and even better, they are made to be taken to go. It's a great option to fall back on, but I've realized it's becoming my first choice at any time of the day. So go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code VINE to get 3 free cups in your first box. That's promo code VINE for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com.
Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande.
You did a start with me.
Oh, so you're happy about this? Really happy for them.
Jack is what? Not happy.
He's the SNL guy?
He's the SNL guy.
What, have they known each other for like 8 weeks?
How
embarrassing are they getting engaged?
His ex-girlfriend is Kazi David, who is Larry David's daughter, who I just hold near and dear to my heart, obviously.
Did she have bad things to say about him?
Oh, no, she hasn't said anything.
But she came back from vacation, and she was like, anything happened while I was gone?
She was like, I've been in Africa. What's been happening? Like, her drinking a glass of wine, which I appreciate, because that's the right way to, like, deal with some
shady as f***.
Yeah, they've been dating for, like, 2 weeks and are engaged, and
wow.
I think it's
Pete Davidson is the ultimate gold digger. Can we all acknowledge that? If he was a woman going from, like, you know... Larry David's daughter to Ariana Grande, who already came from a boatload of money. People would be like, what a gold digger. He's a gold digger. And I commend him for that. Good for you. Like, let's say what it is.
What, because he doesn't make any money?
I mean, no, not that kind of money.
He's in SNL, so he's making money.
SNL, they make like $3 and a Coca-Cola, okay? That is not Ariana Grande money.
Is that what they make?
They make not Ariana Grande money. And also, oh, yeah. Ariana Grande was really, 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 really rich even before she was Ariana Grande.
What?
I think
what?
Her family's in the mafia.
Yes. Yeah.
Her dad might have...
What had happened was, allegedly, I heard when she released her first album, the My Way or The Way or The...
Whatever it was.
Wrong
Daddy.
Way.
Daddy bought 1 million copies on iTunes with his $1 million. And that is what? Why it had charted, honey.
Allegedly.
Listen, she's very talented.
She's talented. She's so awesome.
There are
she's
so very many people talented. That have a rose to fame from rich parents that suck. At least she's good.
But Pete Davidson, good for you. A page out of my book. Like, find the money. Snip it out. Find it.
I don't want to work anymore.
I love working.
But here's the thing. Caitlin, we never thought you would last
with Sean B.
Really?
Nobody thinks any bachelor couples are going to last.
Yeah, I'll
that's
be
not
that.
Just you.
I'll be here.
Yeah,
they've only think. Known each other for like a month and a half, and
how
they're engaged.
How long have you guys been together now?
3 years. And I will have to say, we're talking about this in the car, and I'm like, we were gossiping about you, Caitlin.
That's okay.
I commend the fact that you guys have been together so long and didn't just jump on the marriage train. Like, you're getting to know each other, right? Love each other as a couple.
This is my longest relationship, first of all.
But I have a question, because instantly when Jack was like, I commend Caitlin for what she's done, I was like, well, I think it's because ABC hates Caitlin and they don't want to televise her wedding.
Oh, they definitely don't want to televise my wedding.
You don't want them
to televise
your wedding.
And we don't care about that. We used to be, like, butthurt about it. Like, not like, we want to televise wedding. We were like, why haven't they asked? Right. Now we're just like, I actually don't. I'm like, I have no time to get married. Like, no time right now.
Yeah.
We will.
You're doing your
And what's the big deal? Relationships are so hard. Why am I in a rush to sign a paper to, like, say I'm married? I don't get it. Which, to each their own, and whoever does want to get married, I'm down for whatever way you want to go. But for me, I'm like, yeah, I could use a green card. I'm Canadian. But, like, other than that, I'm like, see, then you could be concerned if I got married right away, because you'd be like, she's using him for a green card.
No, and I just think because of the whole bachelor culture, everybody's just assuming that you're going to get married, like, within the year or within
a
couple months.
Well, here's the thing. If you get engaged, what's the natural question to ask a couple?
When are you having kids?
That's once you get married. When you get engaged, the natural question is, hey, when are you getting married? So now it's just magnified because I was on TV, so now it's like every news outlet, every, like, person on the internet wants to know when you're getting married. And people are so invested because they were with us from the start. So I get it, but f*** off. I get it, but I'm like, when we get married, that'll be right for us. When we want to start the planning, that's up to us. I'm just, like, getting a little over, like, when are you guys going to get married? I'm like, when we want. And if we don't work out, which we will.
Now you're probably at a point.
That's up to us, too.
Now you're probably at a point where it's so far gone that people probably stopped asking.
No.
No?
No.
Caitlin, are you going to invite Entertainment Tonight for the exclusive of your wedding?
Say no. Just say no.
No. If you go to people,
Kelsey, you can't be working right now.
I'm just saying, if you go to People magazine,
does People pay?
If it's a People magazine cover, I'm going to die.
They do all the Bachelor People.
No, People magazine pays. They pay a lot of money.
Oh, then yes, I will be going to them.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for
you. We don't pay because we're a real news outlet.
Oh.
I'm wasted.
I love that you're wasted.
Kelsey, why are you drinking?
I've had two drinks.
Why are you such a lightweight then?
Because you're from Alberta. I'm so retentive that when I drink, I loosen up.
I feel nothing. And I have tequila and wine on my hand. Nothing.
The next topic, Caitlin.
The next thing we're going to do is just a little Q&A to wrap
things up. That was all the topics?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's one more.
Kate Hudson, your BFF, says she once drunkenly FaceTimed every man from her past.
Something I would do.
Yeah, who's done that? Oh,
not many.
You liars.
No, and this was actually funny because it was the first Lady Gang episode we ever had. I got wasted one night and texted every single guy that I've dated, hi, period. So when I woke up the next morning, I woke up and looked at my text messages, and they're all from me going out, just hi, like 30 of them.
No. You've dated 30 guys?
That's an understatement.
I did too, in like a short amount of time.
Yeah.
It was great.
So am I.
Yeah, I can't imagine texting them all though.
No, it's not fun.
Yeah.
Who is the runner up?
Nick.
Nick Vial. I know, but can I just say that he changed? talked to him. I was like, he seems really interesting, blah, 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 blah. You don't know anybody. Everyone saw on TV, like, her connection with Sean. But they're telling me behind the scenes, like, I don't think Sean's your guy. So I'm being manipulated.
The stars are telling you?
Yes. So I'm being manipulated.
So they were pushing you to Nick.
Yes. So then that's how it happened. So then, and I think these producers are like family. So I'm like, right, oh, maybe you're right. I don't know. So I'm like confused. But the more I got to know him, the more I was like, no, you're not my guy. But obviously they loved the battle, and it was good TV. And
was there anyone else that season where you were like, unrequited love? Like,
who would have been? I really wonder for.
Ben Higgins, Nick, and Jared.
Ben Higgins looks like Josh Groban. Is that who I'm thinking of?
No. Robin once booty called me at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas at 4 a.m.
I
allegedly.
I matched with Josh Groban on a dating app, so.
Oh, shit. I say we end this with a little Q&A. Do people out in the crowd, are you guys getting bored or what's going on? I feel like you're getting quiet. Oh, they just turned the lights on. Okay, who has a question? Yes, we have the overalls. Things?
It's time.
It's not. Those are not overalls. I'm drunk.
No, it's a denim shirt.
I feel like you guys would have really good worst date ever stories. Could be here.
Sure do.
Thank you for asking.
I knew it.
I have a really great date story.
No, like, they've all been really great.
They've all been good?
I've had one bad one, but I've told it on my podcast. So some guy took me to a gay bar and ordered potato skins. Yeah.
That's weird.
It's not that bad. It was daytime. Like, it was dark. It was weird.
Daytime. And a gay bar with potato skins.
Yeah.
Potato skins are delicious.
Vancouver. On Gay Street. Gay Street. I'm not mad at potato skins, but it was like, I don't know.
Did you go out with him again?
No.
Mecca, what's your worst date?
Oh my god, it's long, but I won't make it long.
No, you've got
long
great
story short. Okay. All right. So I'm living in New York. I'm like living on the Upper West Side. I go out for a drink on the pier, living my best life. I meet this really cute guy. And you know when you're in your early 20s and every guy you meet, you're like, oh my god, he could totally be the father of my children.
He's not gonna be, okay?
So we meet him and he's like the first like grown up, you know, like with a job and like successful. I was like, this is him. This is it. So our first date, we go to a wine bar, and we have a few drinks, and his friends, like, own it, which is, like, so chic. I love knowing people who own the establishments that I'm in, okay? Something about me that's fun. So I'm there, we're drinking, and then he walks me back to my apartment, and I'm like, I'm not going to hook up with him because I want to, like, date him, you know? I'm going to pretend to be a lady. So he brings
pretend.
Me home, first time for everything.
He pretend.
Exactly. He takes me home. He's like, do you mind if I, like, use your restroom? I was like, totally, that's fine. He uses the restroom. One thing leads to another, and we start making out. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm not going to take an item of clothing off because I want him to take me seriously as a woman and, like, wife material. F***ing idiot that I am. Okay, so we're making out. Our shoes are on. Okay, shoes are still on.
Wow.
Yeah, shoes are on. We're on the couch. And he keeps trying to do more things and more things. I'm like, no. Like, I'm so shy. Meanwhile, I've had sex with, like, 800 people by now. I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know. I'm scared.
It's my first. It's so weird.
It's my first makeout. We're making out. And suddenly, I feel some motion. And I'm like, what the f*** is happening? And I'm making out with him, and I open, like, one eye. And his penis is out of his fly. Yeah. And he's jerking off. He's jerking off. This grown man with a successful business is jerking off on my couch, and my shoes are still on. So then I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, well, clearly he's a psychopath because this is not normal. So I'm thinking of what I should say, what I should do. In the meantime,
I'm moving to tequila.
Get it. Meantime, while I'm thinking of how to get this sociopath out of my apartment, yes! That's semen.
No!
On my
no!
Head and down my chest. My shoes are still on.
everywhere.
What? Was he embarrassed?
Not at all.
What?
Not at all.
He really felt great.
He was comfortable in my one bedroom that I shared with two other women. Yeah.
I have no... Suddenly my podcast seems so tame. Like, I'm like, I gotta step up my stories and my confessions.
Sorry.
Thank you. That is my go-to saying. Tighten up your game.
Tighten it up.
Wow. Wow.
Take your shot.
Good try. I don't fall for peer pressure. Actually, last live podcast, I went to drink my microphone. That's how drunk I was. I was like,
that's the way that you always should be, by the way.
I just about went, oh my god, I just about went. See, I'm doing good. Don't force me in a shot.
She's crushing it.
Okay. Is that done?
This evening,
and then it was over?
Scene.
Wow.
Scene. I'm a happily married lady now.
No more scene
on my neck.
I hope you're...
I hope he doesn't listen to my podcast.
This is gorgeous!
Thank you.
Yeah, your ring is gorgeous.
I did so much for it. I earned it. Caitlin's is also beautiful. I wonder what she did.
I just slept with a few guys to get it.
A few. Neil Lane and Sean Bean.
I'm just kidding. I did nothing for it. Nothing.
They were like, what kind of ring do you want? I was like, I'm like, I had never thought about it.
Yeah.
You didn't even tell them anything that you wanted for your
ring. I didn't even know what cushion cut meant. I still don't. I think that's what that
so
is.
So funny. I drew like a 3D image.
Well, that's like, what are you thinking for a ring? I'm like, oh my god, I'm so glad you asked.
Here, let me bring this 3D clay figure. I accidentally molded at Pottery Barn.
They were like, you're the first person that didn't know what she wanted. And I was like, I don't even know what it means. And they said that Andy Dorfman was like, she wanted this height, this
that she did,
this everything. And I was like, I have no idea. I don't even know what that means. I just want Sean to pick it out.
Aww.
Ew, I know, but I really do.
But you're engaged and Andy is not.
Pardon?
You deserve it.
Thank you.
She deserves it.
I agree.
Shot and the ring.
I agree.
But if you guys break up, you have to get back that ring, right?
No, she
no,
doesn't.
No, she has it for longer than 6 months.
No, it's 2 years.
Two years.
Actually, you know what I should do? I should do a dramatic reading of my contract one day. It'll take like 37 hours.
Oh my god.
I found my contract on my computer the other day and I was reading it and I was like, holy s***. Whoa.
It just got so quiet.
Actually said in one paragraph, you may, well, they were like fancy like legal words, but then it went into like, oh, I just made eye contact with a dude. And I was like, oh, you're really close. It said like, well, you know the contract. It was like, you will.
I didn't really ever have to relook at mine, you know, it's like kind of freedom.
Well, I remember
if you don't make it past the first 24 hours, this is null and void.
Signing it with like, I was actually like, I went on a few dates with a guy before going on the show, like laughing on The Bachelor. I was going on a few dates and he like went over the contract with me and we were like laughing. Like,
I'm sure he's still laughing.
He's definitely
he's
not laughing.
My life.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's actually a rough go for him. But he was like, haha, like imagine. I was like, that's crazy. I would never get like fall in love on The Bachelor. Anyways, and I remember signing it, and it was like, you could potentially, like, suffer from,
depression,
anxiety.
Suicidal thoughts.
Yes.
Like, it was bad.
And I'm just, like, initialing the shit out of every page, like, okay.
And I'm sure.
And it's the same, like, thing for the actual, like, lead contract. Like, it was like, you will suffer, like mental illness is a possibility.
Emotional distraughtness.
Yeah. I was like,
like, I'm gonna be now selling fake tummy tea in 2 seconds.
Never done it.
We have.
Oh, we definitely have.
Sugar bear hair, I've done it.
I was like, no, I'm not doing sugar bear hair. And then I actually
it works,
ate it for 6 months.
No, it doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
It's folic acid, and it's delicious.
I'm pretty sure it's the same thing as prenatal vitamins.
Yeah.
It's so good. I'm not even joking. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Caitlin, stop talking. You're not being paid.
Anyways, this is not an ad.
Sorry. Maybe it is an ad. Oh, we had 2 years, so if I kept it... Who asked that? Oh, Hold on, hold the damn phone.
Yeah.
Erin and Sarah Foster were on our podcast, The Lady Gang, please subscribe, and they said the most dangerous thing women ever do is they say just before their sentence.
I was just following up on my email,
just following up to see if you've gotten a chance. Don't you ever say just again.
Yes.
It's the me, bitches! It's
you are you.
Word. Who said it? It's me! Right here! I am emailing you now because I want to know the answer.
That's a great point.
She's don't use the J word. I like that.
I didn't even know that, right?
And I was like, don't say just me. That's on the Broadway show I did. The lady that who's the investor's wife, she was like, everybody's introducing themselves, and she's a powerful woman, and she has money, and she's like, I'm just his wife. And I was like,
whoa.
Nope.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, no, you are not. And I spoke up.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Hashtag, we're all a bunch of feminists up here.
So, yeah, seriously.
Feminist AF.
Damn it. Who? Excuse me.
She just had a question.
Oh my gosh, I just did the thing. There's a comedian that makes fun of drunk girls, and he goes, this is how they always sound. Excuse me. And I just did it. I was like, who is a microphone?
Excuse me.
But seriously, who?
She wanted to know about the contract with your ring.
Oh, I didn't answer that? 2 years. I don't know. They were like, you can keep it for 2 years. If you guys break up before that,
you
get to give it back.
And then who do you give it back to?
Elaine. You're like, it's like so depressing.
Could you imagine the exchange that you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's got to be the worst.
Oh.
Us Weekly ran with the story the other day. I was like, I want to take off my ring. And they're like, no, I do. Hear me out. They were like, how's wedding planning going? And I was like, backwards. And then I went, oh, there's the headline.
It's going backwards. My ring is off.
I was like, damn it. Because Sean wants to re-propose again. And because we were like, when we got engaged, I'm like, look, some other guy just proposed to me 30 seconds before this. This is not the most romantic thing. We're going to make it romantic, but then you're going to do it again. And so he was like, I'm going to do it again. So now I want to be like give it back so he can like pull it out one day.
But is he going to do it in like a surprise-y situation?
Yeah.
Or like you're going to know it?
No, I don't want to know. That's the whole point.
So you have to give the ring back for a while?
Every girl out here
who's in there like going on 3+ years with their boyfriend and they're like, where's my ring?
Not me.
They want to murder you, right?
I know, but that's not me. It ain't me. I'm like, I know that's crazy, but I'm like, I'd rather go on a really nice vacation, buy a home.
Right.
I'm like, this doesn't mean anything to me except that it's like a lot of money on my finger and I'm very irresponsible. Like, I honestly don't give a shit about the ring. I'm like, give it to me when you're ready.
Sell it.
I thought about it.
Let's sell it right now.
We're starting the middle.
Turn it into an auction.
No, I would. And I would get a tattoo instead and buy a house.
It's that time again. Useful car tips from Caitlin. Was that cool or nah? Here's some useful car tips that you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car will improve gas mileage, and you can place your key fob under your chin to increase its range. Here's another tip you also might not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right, TrueCar is not just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you will enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They are also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Isn't that what everybody wants? Some features not available in all states.
Okay, Lady Gang, where can we find you? Tell us your Instagram.
Don't worry about it,
honestly.
Yeah. You're like,
you're
never know.
It's fine.
Becca, honestly,
do you want to stay friends with me?
Let's not.
Okay, follow us at the Lady Gang.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Lighting Up Podcast. I have new episodes every Tuesday and quickies on Thursday. You can follow me at Kelty, at Becca, because we have one name Instagrams because we're that popular.
Oh, it's listen, I can have a one name Instagram.
Oh, settle down, Jack.
Yeah,
Jack,
you've got an underscore, which says a lot about your confidence.
No, she doesn't, Caitlin. That's not her. You follow me too, you bitch.
I do hashtag
Jack underscore Van.
No. What other Jack Vanics are there?
None.
Yeah.
I'm just not thinking. I follow you. They're really great content. Everybody's really funny, and they've got a great podcast, and I'm so
happy. And please, for the love of God, tune into our e-show coming this fall.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
For the love of God.
In spite of our behavior tonight.
And on that note, can I please make an appearance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to be one of our celebrities?
I'm not a celebrity.
I can't promise that right
now. I'm like an old washed-up reality star.
If Sarah Jessica Parker says no, we're definitely calling you.
Yeah, I'm probably saying no. Next on the list.
Did you guys have
on our B list of guests to ask after the guests we want?
I'm D list, Z list, I might say.
Who had a good time tonight? Do you feel like you got your money's worth?
Such a bold question.
I know. I got, as soon as I said it, I was like,
you're gonna get a lot of comments on your Facebook or Instagram or wherever you talk to these people, and they're gonna be like, oh my god, next time could you not have the lady game?
No,
I
came
to
not.
See Caitlin from Off the Vine, not the lady game.
No,
so
here's
we're
the
sorry
thing. Here's the thing, I was not prepared today.
What are these signs for?
Oh,
have and never. Oh, never. So you did prepare, however, you
play.
Thought about preparing.
Except for the fact that there's never I have.
Yeah, under there. It's
just
right,
so
there.
Never and then have.
Okay, let's do one.
Yes,
we're going to
no.
do one.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hand them out. Okay.
So wow.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Do you know the question you're asking?
No. I really don't.
Oh, God.
My question right now, or actually my never have I ever is, I have never been kicked off The Bachelor. I have. It's a terrible day for me.
Oh, I feel so good about this answer.
Yeah, I do too.
The worst part about my getting kicked off is that I was wearing a gold metal headband.
I had
one feather earring, and then I was crying.
Gross.
I don't know why I was crying. Because it's 4 a.m, and you're so fucking tired.
Everybody wonders why people are crying when they get sent home on night one.
You're so tired.
It's
sleep torture.
It'd be weird if you weren't crying.
Sure.
Okay, now you ask. I never have.
Do I have to? Never or have.
You know, my favorite thing about you is?
What?
Probably not everything.
Everybody knows that I'm a huge Family Guy, and your name has been on a Family Guy episode for nudies getting leaked to the internet. Never have I ever had nudies leaked to the internet. Google it.
Whoops.
My vagina's
she
on
looks
the internet.
Good. She looks good.
As much as my attorney has tried.
Oh,
it's
the internet is forever, Becca.
Forever.
Becca, your vagina's hot.
Thank you.
It'd be weird if it was like terrible, but it was pretty good.
It was fine.
It was sexual because it was themed.
It was
holiday themed. You had a nice hat on. It was Christmas tree.
It was like a Russian
furry booty,
not
furry badge.
Yeah.
But also, at least there was a picture that you sent. Imagine if it was like,
but
it was, you're like,
nobody sends a bad nudie.
But it was like before Facetune. You know what I mean? It was before the time of
Facetune,
so it was like,
good.
My waist could have been like,
no,
my nipples could have been like,
you know what I mean?
Your waist and your nipples
but
are
it's
perfect.
Just there. Yeah.
I'm crazy.
Never have I ever bitten my toenail and ate it.
What do you mean? I've bit my toenail and never ate it.
You bit your toenail with your mouth?
Yeah.
I feel weird.
Wait, never have I ever bit my own toenail with my mouth.
Okay,
wait,
something better to end
this
show.
Put your foot in your mouth.
I actually did today.
Today?
Yeah. Was it this toenail?
You bit that?
You put your foot in your mouth and bit your toenail off.
Yeah, after 2 hotel rooms and no shower.
That is my actual nightmare.
I have a great immune system, and that's why. Really built up the tolerance. Guys,
that's a wrap.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Wrap.
We're done with that.
We gotta end it on a high note, you know. That could have been my confession. We love you guys. Thank you so much for coming out to the show tonight. Sometimes I'm not emotional.
emotional, but sometimes I get emotional when I, like, look out at an actual crowd of women and men. And I, like, see support and people who just share the same weird f***ed up thoughts as me, and I'm like, I've made it, Mom. So thank you so much for coming out and for being part of my weird, messed up tribe. Podcast, but I'm Caitlin Bristow, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's there with OTV?
Off the Vine sponsor review for this Tuesday, my birthday. Walt Disney, plan your next magical getaway today. Really should have done that for my birthday, actually. Daily Harvest, get 3 items free in your first box, daily-harvest.com with promo code VINE. Ritual, invest in your health. Go to ritual.com/VINE. True Car, visit True Car for a more confident car buying experience. And Showtime's The Affair. To try a free month, go to showtime.com and enter code OFFTHEVINE, all one word. Offer is for first-time subscribers only and expires July 15th. And don't forget, most importantly, to go buy scrunchies. Take pictures. Tag me in it. I want to see you rock your scrunchie. I want to see how you do your do. Woo!
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.